and welcome back to another episode of The Good Conversation, a podcast where we celebrate the life experiences, passions, and skills of everyone and anyone. My name is Iris, and
I'm Valerie.
And today we just wanted to come on here together to conclude our season and thank all our listeners for tuning in and supporting our podcast. So, Valerie, what was your highlight from this podcast season?
So I think one of my highlights was getting to know my friends on a deeper level. I feel like a lot of the stuff that I talked about with, I interviewed four people, and like with those four people, a lot of the stuff we talked about, we would talk about it, but I don't think we would go as in depth. So that was really cool. And I also got the chance to catch up with Leona, someone who like I actually haven't spoken to in 2 years. And after we recorded the podcast, like we've been hanging out, which I think is so cool because this podcast kind of gave us a chance to become friends again.
Oh, that's yeah. So nice. I literally thought the same thing. I was, when we were like thinking about this podcast and reflecting, I was like, wow, I really got to know my friends better. And it was interesting because at one point, I don't know, you're just friends, so you don't really spend too much time like delving into each other's thoughts. You're just hanging out and having fun.
But yeah.
Friendship is such an ongoing process. You never really finish getting to know your friends, and you should actively like stimulate each other and asking like deeper questions, thoughtful questions, and you constantly grow together, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, I agree. So Iris, what are you the most proud of for this first season of our podcast?
I think I'm most proud of how many podcasts we were able to record together and how many people showed interest. I think at the start it was kind of scary because we had this idea and we both really liked chatting and thinking and sharing. I was like, well, are people going to be interested? Are people going to want to come on this podcast? And we had such overwhelming interest that it really just made my day on how many people wanted to share the little things, the deeper things that they learned. And that's something so incredible to me. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. Like I was actually very surprised by the number of guests who wanted to come onto the podcast. Because when we first did this, I was like, oh shit, like what if it's just me and Iris interviewing each other and it's just like us talking like normal friends and no one else wants to listen or become a guest or anything. So I was like really pleasantly surprised by the number of guests that we were able to have and all the like support that our friends gave us throughout the last few months. And I think like one other thing I'm really proud of is I'm really proud of us for like putting ourselves out there. Cause like we had this idea and then we were like, okay, like we'll just do it. And it was so scary because I have never done something like this before. And I like, yeah, like you don't know who's going to be listening and like they could be random people from around the world. And yeah, it was like a really scary thing, but I'm really proud of us for like, you know, just doing it, even though it was really scary.
Yeah, I agree. I'm super proud of our growth. Like if we listen to the first episode we've ever recorded to the last
one. Oh my gosh.
I can definitely see like an upward trajectory of improvement. Hopefully our listeners think that too. But at least I believe that. And it's just amazing to me how we really pushed ourselves outside our comfort zone. And even though it was scary, we just kept doing it. I remember being like so nervous for, you know, before every Zoom link I sent, I'm like, okay, take a deep breath, pretend you're not nervous, you know, you're the host, you can't be nervous. And then you're like, hey, how's it going here? And then slowly as you start talking, the nerves die down. But I'm just so glad that we never let our nerves get to us and we kept going.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thinking about like the first podcast episode that I recorded with Christina, like I remember spending so much time editing it and just like re-recording the questions because like it just didn't sound the way I wanted to sound. But the last one that I recorded, I didn't have to edit as much, which is good.
Yeah, which is so good. I feel you too. It just starts like it's kind of foreign because we called it the Good Conversation, which we wanted just to have like conversations you have with your friends on a day-to-day basis. But once you put recording in the picture, and also you're thinking of sharing deeper things that you don't talk about on a regular basis, it does get a little bit hard. And it does feel a little bit unnatural. But I think after a while, we were able to find a groove that allowed it to be, you know, structured and natural, which was really cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. It definitely felt so weird the first time. You press record and then your heart suddenly starts beating so fast. And like, and then you can't talk properly and you forget. You like forget how to talk and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what to say. And you just like, I don't know about you, but I like space out a lot. And then I would have to try like extra hard to like listen to what the person was saying because I'm so busy thinking about what am I going to say. Yeah, but no, I think it's really good. Like we found like a good balance towards the end. You found it first before I did. And then you taught me so much through this whole process.
I also think it's great that we were able to finish our first whole season online. It might be easier if we were in person because it might feel like more of a conversation, but it's really interesting because like even right now I'm looking at you, but my whole room is in the back. Like there's so much distractions, you know, it's not like you're just focused on the person. So I think that was cool. Like technology allowed us to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I feel like I might kind of prefer to be online. I don't know, because I'm just thinking about like if we were doing it in person and we're like taking notes while the person is talking, I feel like that could be distracting for the person. I don't know. We've never done it in person, so we'd have to find out about that.
True. Yeah, that's a good thing to note, because we basically, for all the listeners, how we, you know, did the podcast and how we knew what questions to ask Ness is we both wrote a lot of stuff that we were discussing during the podcast down so that it could help us think of what to say next and how to structure the conversation in a way so that it's more organized. And definitely it's hard to do that when you're not writing something down and you're just staring, because like so much is going on in your brain. Sometimes it's like gonna explode. I'm like, I can't comprehend anything. So now that we finished our first season, what do you think is something we should improve on for our next season?
So one thing that I want to improve on for the next season is I definitely want to improve in my interview and conversational skills. I feel like my skills are like not bad, but there's definitely room for growth, and I want to interview more people so that I can get more experience in that sense. And yeah, mm-hmm. What about you?
I think definitely I agree with everything you said. And beyond that, I think having more structure within each conversation and making sure that each episode doesn't go beyond, I would say, like 25 minutes, maybe max 30 minutes, because I found that I really got lost in the conversation and sometimes forgot that this was, you know, something I was going to present to other listeners. And I thought that, well, you know, I enjoyed this 45-minute conversation. But realistically, I don't think people will listen to a 45-minute podcast episode. So I think that's something I want to work on. Like, have a lot of quality and quantity. Wait, no. How do I say
quality and less quantity?
Yeah, basically.
Does that make sense?
That's that statement, right? Not quality over quantity. Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, like, more in less. Ooh, yeah. yeah, so that's something. And then I guess just for the social media aspect, I would love to learn more about how to make our presence online more engaging and maybe have a goal of, you know, reaching more countries, reaching more people, and increasing the listening numbers for each episode. Okay, I guess moving on to more exciting things, we would like to introduce you guys to our new theme for our next season. And Valerie, do you want to share?
Yeah, so our next theme for season 2 is student life. We'll be focusing our discussions on mental health, research, friendship, and the highs and lows of being a student, and just the overall experience of being a student.
And we got to this theme because Valerie and I spend a lot of time thinking about this kind of stuff, talking about it together, and we realized that, you know, as students ourselves, we want to share our journey, the lessons that we learned, and the thoughts that we have on slight difficult things, and we want to make our platform very inclusive and be advocates for mental health, especially in this while you're a student in university. And with the structure of these episodes, we're thinking of interviewing or having conversations with people who are currently in research, where we invite them to share what they're working on and what their passions and what they're interested in. And additionally to that, Valerie and I would like to challenge ourselves, and we might do individual episodes where we pick a theme that we're passionate about. For example, getting into graduate school or working as a residence advisor. But yeah, and we're going to just speak by ourselves and keep the episodes short, but hopefully very engaging and provide some insight and advice to people who are going through similar things.
Yeah, wow. I'm super excited for the next season. And I'm excited for like all the growth that we'll get by doing those like individual episodes and interviewing more people and I guess learning more about university life.
Yeah, I'm super excited as well to create more episodes, to share more stories, and create a very hopeful and motivated environment within our podcast. And I'm just so proud that we grew our little baby idea to, I don't know, now it's like, I feel like it's like a toddler and we're like, it's going to
a
like
toddler.
Teenager lives. So yeah, again, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in and giving us your support. It means so much to us and makes us want to keep going and share more and challenge ourselves. So thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to all our guests who came on to share about their personal stories. We know like it's not easy to share your personal stories to random people on the internet. So we're really thankful that you guys were super open and excited to film these episodes with us.
Thanks again. We hope to see you soon.
Bye.